96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Do you pay child support? Do you receive it? Do you have questions about how much you pay or receive? Well, the issues around child support are rarely easy, and dealing with the system is often an uphill climb. But this is Child Support Awareness Month, and we are talking about your rights, your concerns, and how to navigate the system. My guests are Jarnice Johnson, Director of the Prince George's County Child Support Office, Debbie Hines, Director of the Montgomery County Child Support Office, and David Smith, Vice President of 100 Fathers Incorporated. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment about child support. Of course, as always, we'll take as many phone calls as we can and help you navigate this very critical issue. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me start with Debbie with just a simple working definition. What is the purpose of child support?
So child support is financial support to your children, and both parties are responsible, mom and dad. And our office facilitates that. Mm-hmm. We facilitate the establishment of a paternity order and the establishment of a child support order. Mm-hmm. And it's based on income.
With being based on income, what is it supposed to support, Jarnice?
The child support basically is the basic needs for the child. In the guidelines calculation, it takes into consideration what it takes to raise a child. It's the combined gross income of both parents. It could cover housing, medical, electrical, all those types of things. So when they do the guidelines, you take the income of the both parents because both parents have a right and a responsibility to support the child. And under the Maryland rules, then you apply those guidelines.
Well, explain what the guidelines are. When you say guidelines, what does that mean specifically?
What this means is it's a prescribed set of guidelines that actually indicates what the amount of support should be for both parents. So I can't go into a Montgomery County office and say, well, I want this amount and it should be that amount. Under the Maryland family law, it indicates how much support is supposed to be paid for the child and based on the number of children. So it's consistent across the board.
And I would imagine they combine the incomes if one income is higher or one income is lower, and you kind of average that out?
That's correct.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit, David, about 100 Fathers Incorporated as it relates to this child support issue. What do you guys try to do?
We're a father-based program that helps with teaching fathers to be responsible men and fathers to their children. We have programs to help them if they've been incarcerated to get back into the lives of their children. Is also we work with having them play the parenting role with their child if they've been absent or if they've been separated or divorced. And we work with a lot of program development and also legislation development on trying to fix things that, you know, mostly have impacted fathers within the system. And our focus is making sure that child has a loving, meaningful relationship with their mom and dad, you know, not just, you know, keeping dads, you know, from, you know, we want them to pay their support, but we want to make sure that they're spending time with their kids as well, mm-hmm. and teaching them how to, you know, be responsible fathers.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is Child Support Awareness Month, and we are talking about your rights, concerns, and navigating the child support system. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Kim calling from Largo. Kim, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I actually have two questions. My first question is in regards to special needs children. If the needs of the child is greater than the average needs of a quote-unquote normal child, is that taken into consideration?
Yes.
And the second question, oh, sorry, go ahead.
It is. If you have extraordinary medical expenses, which would apply to a special needs child, that is considered in the guidelines.
Okay.
Okay, and the second question is, if the non-custodial parent, if their income changes and decreases, does that mean that the amount that they pay in child support also decreases?
Not necessarily. What happens if the income of either parent decreases or increases, then you would have to have a material change of circumstances and request a modification. Either parent can request a modification.
Mm-hmm. How does, Kim, thank you so much. Explain the modification process, because I think a lot of people, such as Kim, for example, may say, well, if there is a change in income that the non-custodial parent, the parent that is paying the child support, can automatically reduce the amount that he or she is paying. But how is that modification process worked out?
Well, the first step would be to contact their local child support office or where their court order is, the county that the court order was established in. And if it's a local child support office, then we would fill out, we would send out, or they can complete a modification packet, and it has a financial statement, so we know what your income is and what your expenses are. And if there's a material change in circumstances, then we will file a modification on their behalf, mm-hmm. Either party.
Now, how do you determine that? Do you recalculate the incomes?
We actually recalculate the guidelines.
I see. Okay. So what happens, and this is one of those questions that we've seen time and time again, and I'm sure that, you know, Dave, you can probably, you know, speak to this, because we started this program talking about child support, and yet we've heard, you know, some cases where, for example, men will pay child support, and that the mothers may be using the child support for other means. How do you deal with that? What do you tell the men, for example, when they may believe that the child is not being taken care of with the money, or the wife, or the woman, because women pay child support too. If they are paying child support and the money that they are paying is not being used for the in the best interest of the child, how do you deal with that kind of issue?
You know, it's very, you know, most men, you know, feel like, you know, they're paying, but they're not seen, or they don't know where it's going, or they're paying a chunk of child support, and then when the child comes back to them, they're responsible for that as well. So it's like, I paid for you, and it's going with mom, let's say, and then when the child comes back to them, it's like they're paying twice, you know, because they have to take care of their child when the child is with them. But, you know, and these fathers more so are being, you know, financially just, you know, like, what do I do? How do I handle this, you know, when, you know, they're asking me to pay this, and if I fall behind, you're going to take my license, take my job, lock me up, you know, which is all counterproductive to the things that they're having to deal with. And they're seeing their child come over, you know, and it's like, wait a second, I bought you new clothes. Well, those stay at mom's house, you know, or something like that. And
so how can someone address that if they feel that their child is not being appropriately taken care of?
You go.
And actually, the child support office really does not get involved in how the money is spent. Mm-hmm. Our responsibility is to ensure that the money gets to the child in need. maybe that's something for the courts or a mediator or something of that sort to work through, but that's really something that the child support agency does not get involved in.
So you just deal with the distribution of the funds and making sure that the guidelines are followed. And,
correct.
And just today, there was a webinar with the National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse. They're trying to work on some wraparound services that the child support office would help with resources, you know. But right now, we know that the child support is there to collect the child support, which, you know, not always is that child support going fully to the child or the parent all the time, because there are fees and just differentials that have to be when it's coming from, when you're getting money from, say, the state versus a child support order that you're paying on through a decree or something like that through the court. So there's different routes when you enter the child support, you know, of how much money is actually going to that child, you know.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ron, calling from Prince George's County. What's on your mind, Ron?
Hi, I have a comment and a question. My comment is that I recommend people to definitely hire an attorney, because my initial support order was for $750. Well, I brought in a lawyer. We got it down to $250. And then, two, can you just discuss a little bit about children that are considered disabled and that child support can continue for life? Because I had to fight that in court for 2 or 3 years until we were able to get it ended, because the mother wanted child support for life of the child and not for it to not end when she turned 21.
Ladies,
I can answer, and then maybe Debbie can also chime in. The child support agency really does not get involved in setting the support for a disabled child. That is something for the Maryland courts to decide. In the state of Maryland, support ends under the court order once the child turns 18 or 19 or graduates from high school, whichever comes first. If a parent has a disabled child, he or she will have to petition the court to have the court order extended beyond that age. But the child support agency will enforce the court order once it's entered by the judge as far as having a disabled child.
Exactly. Ron, let me ask you, before I let you go, you said that your child support payment was $750 and you had it reduced to $250. Why?
Because she didn't want to provide all of her financial information to me. And so my attorney had to subpoena her tax information and her pay stubs from her secondary job. She didn't want providing that information to me or the court.
I see.
The attorney had to subpoena it, which is something I didn't have the power to do, but my attorney did.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. 10. Tina, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Tina. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. My child is going to be 18 in about 9 months. When is the cutoff date to ask for a rate increase or a child support increase based on the needs of my child?
What kind of needs does your child have?
Well, as a teenager, he eats more. He has more school activities. He has more things that he's into, and it costs more to take care of a 17-year-old than it did for a 9-year-old.
I see.
When does your child graduate from high school?
He's going to graduate next year.
Okay. I would definitely contact the child support office that your court order is in and ask for a modification packet. But child support's based on income and not on the cost of extracurricular activities. It's based on income, medical expenses, and daycare. So you're going to have to show that there's an income change or there's an extraordinary medical expense. Or I'm sure your child doesn't have daycare at this point, but there'd have to be a material change in circumstances.
So you're saying that if the incomes pretty much stay the same, even though the child ages, grows, and the like, that it's unlikely that there would be a modification.
That's correct, but I would encourage you to contact your local office, because I certainly think you you should see if you qualify.
Okay. Tina, thank you so much for your phone call. We need to take a break, but we are going to continue with this conversation, and we're going to continue taking your phone calls. Lisa, Howard, Dawn, do not hang up. Please stay on the line. We will be taking your calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.